we'll hear a fine jazz quintet from Canada, led by saxophonist-flutist Mo Kaufman. Kaufman may not be a household name in the U.S., but if you were listening to the radio in 1957, you're sure to remember his Swinging Shepherd Blues. It was a big hit. Since then, he's been kept busy composing and playing music for television, films, and commercials in Canada. So busy, in fact, that he's maintained a rather low profile in the U.S. So his appearance here at Odd Park is a rare and welcomed event. He's accompanied by four excellent Canadian musicians, and I'm especially pleased to welcome back to Jazz Alive guitarist Ed Bickert, one of the finest jazz artists in Canada today. With them are pianist Bernie Sinensky, bassist Neil Swainson, and drummer Claude Ranger. Let's join them on stage, the Mo Kaufman Quintet.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a composition entitled Sweet Georgia Bright, written by saxophonist Charles Lloyd. We had an album released a couple of years ago simultaneously in Canada and the United States, and our main sales were in Canada, and this particular album is a commission from the Royal Ontario Museum in Toronto, and the title song is a composition of my own that we'd like to perform for you right now. It's called Museum Piece.
Thank you.
Thank you. We normally close our concert set with a tune that is sort of synonymous with our reputation. It's a tune that I wrote, and it's a medley of my hit entitled Swinging Shepherd Blues. Thank you.
Have you heard that somewhere before? An endearing piece of Americana, or rather, Canadiana. A well-deserved ovation for Swinging Shepherd Blues and the Mo Kaufman Quintet. Mo Kaufman on flute, Ed Bickert on guitar, Bernie Sinensky, piano, Neil Swainson on bass, and Claude Ranger on drums. Some new jazz voices from Canada. We're pleased to have them on Jazz Alive and to welcome Mo Kaufman back to the U.S.